Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. My name is Randy. This is a recorded call.
How you doing, Randy? My name is Diana.
Hi, Diana. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, and yourself?
Good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria for the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And I have DAYONA.
Yes.
And Sanders. Okay. Again, Randy Reese, Reese like the peanut butter cups, ma'am. And it is a recorded line. So let's see what we can do to help you out. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you. And you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
And ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And just in case we should become disconnected, I do have 302. 553-3617, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And momentarily, I'll send you a text message with my contact information as well. Now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But most importantly, Ms. Sanders, are you willing to affirm that you've not signed documents with another law firm?
Correct.
Thank you. Now, did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I always cringe a little bit when I ask that question. I'm so sorry. Was
Thank
it
you.
endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer.
And if you know, if you don't, it's not necessary, but do you know the subtype that you were diagnosed with, such as epithelial tumors or clear cell, or do you know?
The subtype was serious low grade.
Okay. Okay. And you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the date that you were diagnosed with cancer?
The day I was diagnosed was April the 21st, 2024.
Oh, not even that long ago.
All right.
So I have 4/21 of 2024. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm going to help you out a little bit, or help, I should say, help me out a little bit on Google. Who was the doctor that diagnosed you with the cancer?
Who is my doctor? Dr. Tiz Cross, she was my OBGYN.
What's it, say that slower for me, and I'm going to try to find her here on the internet.
So is doctor, the first name is TESS, and the last name is CROUSS.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You don't happen to be in the King of Prussia, do you?
Say that again.
It's in New Jersey. It's a city called the King of Prussia. You would know that if you were, right? So that's not it. What state are you in?
PA.
Pennsylvania. And what hospital was that?
Riddle Memorial Hospital.
Riddle?
Yes.
RIDLE Memorial?
RIDDLE Memorial Hospital.
Oh, I was close. I missed it by 1D. Okay. There we go. Okay, there, I found her. Thank you for that. She does work in King of Prussia is a city in Pennsylvania. I said New Jersey. You probably know better than me.
Yeah, I did hear the King of Prussia before. I think that's in PA.
Is. She has a practice
Okay, yeah.
there as well, but I take it you did not go to see her there. You
No.
saw her at Riddle, which is common.
Correct.
Memorial. Okay, hold on. I found it. Okay, and that would have been on 1068 West Baltimore Pike.
Yes,
Okay.
19063, yes.
Okay, I think that's the billing department. Let me click on that so I get the correct one. All the billing would get records. There it is. Okay. Thank you for that. And thank you for your patience.
You're welcome.
But it is important to get as much information as possible for these claims because they're not class action lawsuits. So, meaning that your case is judged on its merits. So, you're doing fantastic. So, thank you for knowing all that. And again, I'm so sorry you had to go through that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you will hear on this call, I'm really passionate. I'm of the age of a grandfather, and I'm really passionate about these guys getting away with putting profits before people, and that's pretty much exactly what happened here.
Right.
Okay. Now, there is a statute of limitations, and I just want to make sure you're in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And were you in, have you been in Pennsylvania the whole time that you use the products?
Yes.
Okay, good. I kind of jumped ahead on that just so I wasn't wasting your time, but that is a question, so you're fine. So thank you. That would be Pennsylvania. Let me just check that in. Okay. Now, going back up to the top. Thank you for giving me the medical information and then moving down. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year before you got diagnosed with cancer?
I use L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
How many years did you use that Dark and Lovely?
About 3 years or more.
Okay, 3 years. You used it for 3 years. Now,
Yes.
let me, I know the question's confusing, so let me break it down. You used that product for 3 years. So that, did you use it more than four times each one of those years?
Yes, I use about 5 to 6 times a year.
So probably every other month.
Correct.
That's about the same as my wife, actually, to be honest with you. That's how I knew that one, all right? Not that I'm using that stuff. Okay. No, I know. Well, I'm going to tell you the same thing. That is a question here. You don't still use it. We're going to get to that. Okay. So to break this question down for you've kind of already answered it. So you did use the hair relaxer more than four times in a single year, correct?
Yes.
And that was before you got diagnosed with cancer, correct?
Correct.
So I'm going to read the whole question again. You know the answer now. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, you already kind of answered the next question. You said on average you probably used it six or seven times, so we were going to go with every other month is pretty close. Actually, you said five or six, but every other month, that works for you?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
And what is your birthday?
11/1/91.
So 11/1/1991.
Yes.
Thank you. And had you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Have I ever been diagnosed with what? Say that again, I'm sorry.
Breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, hang on, let me catch up. 302. Got Dr. Kraus. It asks a lot of these questions repeatedly, so I just because you
Yeah,
gave me
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Can you ask me that question one more time?
which the last question?
Yeah, something about breast something.
Oh, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Thank you. Anyways, I was explaining why I was taking so long. It's because a lot of these questions are repetitive, and so I'm just copying your medical information sometimes. Anyways, thank you. Are we good now? Should I continue?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'm sending you that text message right now, as promised. And please don't forget that you may pass that on to anybody else that you know that may have used those products and wants to talk to us about this. Okay.
Okay, I just received it.
Now, approximately, to the best of your memory, you could give me approximate. When did you start using hair relaxer?
When did I start? Like around January 2009.
2009. Was that like the beginning of January?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And this one is when did you stop using hair relaxer? And I will tell you that most of the time it's usually getting pretty close to your diagnosis date, usually not after, but you tell me when did you stop using hair relaxer?
Sometime in April of 2024.
Right, but that would have been before the 21st, correct?
Correct.
Because you were feeling like you needed to go to the doctor, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so...
So I stopped using it a couple of... Right before I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Once you found out what the evil culprit was, I don't blame you. Okay.
Correct.
And thank you for stop using it. Some people don't always give me that answer. Now, we already talked about this one as well, so I did kind of skip ahead because it does give me these answers. So how often did you say you apply these products? And you told me approximately every other month, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So in how many consecutive years did you use those hair products? Did you use it consecutively from 2009 all the way to 2024?
Correct, yes.
Oh, that's a long time. Okay. So that's really 15 years. And did you primarily receive your treatments at home?
Yes.
Okay. And you mentioned it was the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you. And what type of treatment did you receive?
Chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and complete hysterectomy.
Did you really? At such a young age. So yes. Sorry. So sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. So I got chemo, immunotherapy, and what else did you say? I'm so sorry. I missed the last one.
Complete hysterectomy surgery.
Yes. I wanted to make sure you said it. Okay. That wasn't even a partial. That was a complete, right?
Mm-hmm.
Poor thing. Okay. Now, did you start those treatments shortly after you got diagnosed?
Yes.
Within a couple of days, did they take you right away?
Yes.
Okay. So probably like the 25th you started treatment?
Four to five after my diagnosis date.
Okay. So I put down as you began treatments on 04/25/2024. Is that close?
Yes.
Okay. And then was that still the same doctor back then that I've copied and pasted a couple times? Let me go all the way back up. Okay, thank you. You know who I'm going to say, Dr. Cross. Okay. Dr. Tess, I should say. She gets excellent reviews, by the way, so you are in good hands. Okay. And I promise you're just about done. A lot of this, like I said, is copying and pasting. So just going back up real quickly. And one more, just her phone. Okay. These forms are actually very thorough, believe it or not. I like it. Okay. So we know you had ovarian cancer, and these are just general questions. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
And would you please spell your first name for me?
D-A-Y-O-N-A.
Thank you. And please spell your last name for me.
S-A. N-D-E-R-S.
Thank you. And is there any suffix to your name?
Lackey, L-A-C-K-E-Y.
That's your middle name, right?
To my last name.
Oh, it is. Do you do Sanders dash L-A-C? Do you do it like that?
Well, I really don't use Lackey, but it is on my driver's license.
Okay, it's not necessary. If you're using just Sanders, that's fine.
Okay, then yes.
Well, let me ask you this. What about your medical records? What would it say on your medical records?
Sanders.
Okay. And then for your medical records, what is your Social Security number?
173-74-6130.
You know what? You got to say that again. Sorry. 173?
74-6130.
6130. Thank you. So I have 173-746-130, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then for your email, I have dayonas42@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and then your phone number 302-553-3617. Is this a mobile phone?
Yes.
And do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Email.
Perfect. And what's the best time of the day? Well, with email, it doesn't matter, but what is the best time of the day if they have to reach out to you?
Morning.
Morning, you got it. And what is your address, young lady?
My address is 410 Serenade,
Spell that. Spell
Serenade,
the street.
Sharonave.
Street.
I'm sorry, the AVE is the Avenue.
Avenue. Thank you.
Yep, so it should be Sharon Avenue.
Oh, I gotcha. No wonder why Google didn't get that. Sorry about that. There it is. Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time Google doesn't get stuff, trust me. Okay. And that is in Pennsylvania, correct?
Yes.
Google didn't know that, I promise you. They didn't. So, and that's the city of Sharon Hill?
Yep, Sharon Hill,
Oh.
PA.
Oh, it looks nice, actually. Now, can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist? I know this is very, very recent, so you may not have them in your possession, but can you confirm that they do exist, and do you have them?
Yes, they exist. However, they're with my doctor.
Okay. So the attorneys here will attempt to get the records, but in the event that they're not able, you can confirm that you'll get them for us, correct? If needed.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And you'll provide those either by mail or electronically, however they request, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, here's the last question. It is the toughest one. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Can you please give me the first name, the phone number, and who they are, friend, family, or foe, please? Who we may contact and say, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Dayona.
You could do my sister.
Okay, what's her first name only?
DAY. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, DAYSHONA.
Very close, isn't it? I like that.
Yeah.
What's her phone number?
215-303-2279.
Thank you. And she's your sister.
You're
I already
welcome.
mentioned that. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let me just review this. It looks like I'm missing one thing, and I do this all the time. So let me go back up. And then I'll prepare this and send it over to you. Just bear with me one second. So, how are you doing now, actually?
I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. And there is one question that I missed. I do apologize. Your cancer diagnosis. It happened 2 or more years after you started using the product regularly for at least 1 year. You kind of already gave me that answer, if you think about it.
Correct. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Now DocuSign's just doing its thing, putting it together. It's spinning on my end, and then I'm going to send it over to you. And. Okay, it's done on this end. It's really windy out here today. And believe it or not, I don't know why, but that seems to slow things down. And we're in a Google building, believe it or not, too.
Definitely a little windy.
Yeah. Okay, it's coming your way. Ms. Sanders.
Oh,
And if you,
yeah.
okay, and if you could just take a second to sign, it's coming via text as well as your email. I do want to tell you that a copy of this document will be deposited into your email upon conclusion. So at the end, DocuSign is going to ask you to download their app. You don't have to do that. It's not necessary.
And okay.
And go ahead and click that open. And the first thing it's going to ask you to do is consent to receive electronic information from me electronically, Randall Reese. Go ahead and click that and then just follow the prompts. And I'm right here. If you need some help, just let me know.
Okay, one moment. So I did receive your email and it says view document. I'm going to go and click on that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And just take your time if you have any questions. But what you didn't ask me, and I should tell you, is that there is no charge for these claims. The only time there's going to be a charge is in the event that our attorneys that we work with are successful. Then it's a 60-40 split. You get the 60. They take the 40. And if they're not successful in your claim here, there will be no cost, no out-of-pocket expense to you whatsoever.
Okay.
Okay, and hang on. And I did send
okay,
you...
Okay, so I was able to... open it up. So I just hit start, right?
Yep. Go ahead and hit start. Correct.
Okay. Okay. I just click on each one and just sign it.
Right. Now, you may ask you to make a signature. Okay, good. Just hit adopt and sign after you've made a signature.
And click finish.
Yep. And then I'll get a little message here that you're all set. You're all set. I got the little message. Okay. I just sent you another text message. This is the firm that's representing you in this case. It's Pulaski 84. There's several other names behind Pulaski, so we just abbreviate 84. They're actually going to reach out to you very shortly. It's just going to be a quick verification call, introductory call, if you will. They won't be putting you through the intake because I'm sending your intake to them. And also, I wanted to tell you that if you have additional questions, you are more than welcome to reach out to me. The phone number that I sent you there, Ms. Sanders, is the direct line to my desk. So it comes right to me. If I miss the call, voicemail or text is fine. And feel free to pass that on to anybody, as I'd mentioned, that wants to file a claim. And as far as you go, you know, I'm so, so sorry that you had to go through it. And I really, really wish you the best on this claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't. And okay. Wait, actually, I do. You mentioned someone was about to call me again, correct?
Yeah, but it's just going to be a brief call, and it's not going to be right this minute or anything like that, but it'll be a 909 number.
Okay, that's fine.
Why, you're getting a lot of telemarketing calls?
No, I just wanted to make sure I heard what you just said. That's all.
Okay, I was going to say I get about 40 or 50 a day, so it wouldn't surprise me, but... But I'm with you. So that's a 909 number that they'll be reaching out, and they'll leave you a message if they miss it, if they miss you.
Okay.
And you could always call them back, as well as that number that's on the text. The 909 is them. The 949 is me.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. You have a blessed day, and happy holidays to you, ma'am.
You too. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Take care.